does the Mishnah mean? You saw the Tosfos and Daf Gimel. Whether really it's true when it comes to Mamoncha, is that really the chiyuv of Tashlumei Hezek? Tosfos writes Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka in the case of Eish. Lav Dafka in the case of Bor. There is, I'll tell you, a stunning Maramakam. This is a Tosfos Chachmei Anglia in Psachim Adavav. You all saw? No? Not yet? No? Okay. This is Yekar HaMetzias. Yekar HaMetzias. The Gemara says, I'm Sachim Davav, but you had the Sugin Babakam Adav Yotes, that Shnei Dvarim Eno Beshuso Shalada, Vosla Kosu Kilu Beshuso. So the Gemara's two examples is Abor Beshuso Rabim and Chametz HaPesach. Okay. What exactly does that mean? That those are exceptions, that Eno Beshuso Shaladam, Asla Kosar Kile Beshuso. So Tosu Chach Yamang is bothered by the following, that why is it only Bar? Why is it Chametz HaPesach? What about Eish? What about Eish? The whole Tosu Chach Miangli is one line. Why isn't Eish also? After all, that Tosu writes Mamoncha when it comes to Eish? Certainly not. And even the sugya of Isha Meshumchitza, Isha Mamona, the sugya of Chav Beis, Tosus is clear. It doesn't mean that the gacheles has to be yours. Isn't it obvious that if it's a gacheles shino shalo, you're going to be potter? You saw that's a diyun in Imuke Yosef. No, Rashi already in the second parak writes as a havamina. Maybe indeed that's true, but Tosus says it's the rapashut that the gacheles is not yours. So in such a case, you're not going to be chayiv. So if that's really true, so therefore, isn't that another example of Eino Beshuso Shaladam Vosla Kosu Kile Beshuso? That's the Chiddush of the Tosfos Chach Mianglia. What exactly is the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishmo when they tell us that Shnei Dvarim Eino Beshuso Shaladam Asa Kosu Kile Beshuso? Let's say when it comes to Chametz HaPesach, what exactly is the problem? The Teretz is Asa Kosu Kile Beshuso. But what exactly is the problem? When you look in the Ramban and Psachim and Avdalid, the Ramban writes, the problem is a certain tension when it comes to Bayer on Bayimatsi. On the one hand, the Gemara tells us in Psach and Daf Heimud Beis that Shalcha Iyataroa, Avlatora Shalachim, Vishal Gavoa. So if it's Chamesh Shal Acherim, if it's Chamesh Shal Hekdish, for that one is not Chayiv. For that one is not Chayiv. Rashi writes two great Chidushim just in that line of the Gemara that Shal Gavoa is Berakabais. Berakabais. That's a very great Chidush. Poshub Shat, if it wasn't Berak Abayis, you would be Chayiv for Bayram Bay Matse. That's a very great deal, Rashi. No? Let's assume, for example, a person is Lach Meitoda. You would be Chayiv for Bayram Bay Matse. You're not Chayiv when it comes to Berak Abayis. Ooh, the Reb Chaim, because when it comes to Berak Abayis, it's a Kinyan Shomamon. When I'm Maknet to Hektish, it's considered to be theirs. I understand. So for that, you're not Chayiv in Bayram Bay Matse. When it comes to Kedushas HaGuf, that certainly is not true. Yeah, Bava Kama later, Daf Ayin Vav, May Karatur Duruvin, Vahashtatur Duruvin, Berak Abayis, and Kedushas HaGuf are so different, so different. You know, the Rambam writes in Hochos Eirichin, imagine a person goes ahead and is Makdush HaBehema twice, once for Berak Abayis and once for Kedushas HaGuf. Is the second Chalos Kedusha, is that Chal, is it not Chal? You know what the Rambam writes, a stunning Kiddush, it depends on the Seder. It depends on the Seder. If first you're Makdush it as a Karban, ooh, may Korah to the Rivim, Ahashu to the Rivim, it's still yours. And if your Makdish now is Kedushas Berak Abayis, so you have a twofold Kedusha on that Behema. So Pidyon is necessary, and it has a Kedushas Aguf. Let's assume the Seder was the opposite. You were Makdish it as Berak Abayis, and then as Kedushas Aguf, the Rambam race in and a Makdish Tavar Shino Shalom. No? It's like stunning. No? Once already it's Berak Abayis, it's not yours at all, at all. No, that's very heavy what the Rambam writes. Completely different. So that diuk and Rashi is something which is stunning as well. That in iataroa shalachem shal gavoa means berak abayis. That wouldn't be true when it comes to kedushas aguf. And Rashi writes acherim. What exactly do you mean by acherim? Rashi says chem shal shel nachri. Nachri doesn't mean a fellow Jew. Poshub shat chamet shel yisrael. You're going to be chayiv for bayir mamatzei. That's a diuk of the gon. Now that according to Rashi shita, if you have any whatsoever chametz shel Yisrael b'shuscha, for that you could be chayiv. I, the Gemara says shelcha iataroa atarosh shel achem v'shel gavoa. That means shonachri. But Parshat Shat, Bayram by Matzeh means you have to have some bailus, some bailus. You know what the difficulty is? Is chametz on Pesach is nesar. It's aser ba'achila, and it's aser ba'hana. If something is nesar, and there is no utility, the cheftz is nesar, is it really true to say that I am the Baal HaChefetz? Am I really the Baal HaChefetz when it comes to Isurei Hana? Isurei Hana. The Ritva quotes the Ravid, Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel, that if you have an Esrog Shor Orla, it's obviously not Lochem, because it's Asur Bachil, it's Asur Bahana, not Mitzvahs Lehenos Nitnu, Lav Lehenos Nitnu, it's not yours. If a Cheftz is Nesar, so in such a case, how can it possibly be Lochem? There's no bailus in Yisuri Hana. That's a din length in Ksos and Simin Tavav. Whether there's bailus in Yisuri Hana. So indeed, if there is no bailus in Yisuri Hana, and that's Mufurish in Ramban, Psachim Adaf Dalid, no bailus in Yisuri Hana, bailus is a manifestation of utility, it's mine in order to, and if the Cheftz is Nesar, there's no bailus whatsoever, so how can you ever be chayiv for Baal Yiron Bei Matzeh? On the one hand, the chemetz is nesar, and on the other hand, that shulcha iyataroa, avla torah shalachem, v'shal gavoa. You're only chayiv for Baal Yiron Bei Matzeh if it's yours, and it cannot be yours because enochinami, it's aser bana. The Ramban writes, that's the paradox of Baal Yiron Bei Matzeh. V'furish Ramban, psachim daf dalet. That is the sugyin, bava kamen daf yates, psachim daf av, that's the difficulty. Shnei dvaram eno b'shusa shel adam. V'asa kasur kile b'shusa. That's the teretz. You know what the kasha was? The chametz is nesar, and there's no bailus in Yisurei Hana, and you're only chayiv if it's yours, so how can that possibly be? How can you ever violate an Yisurei Bayra by Matzeh? The teretz is asa kasur kile b'shusa. And then the Ramban writes the following chiddush. When is that true? That asa kasur kile b'shusa? Well, you don't require full dini bailus. You don't require bailus of Bavakam, of Shalom and Bershusa, because the Cheftz is Nesar. So what do you need in order to say, Oso Koso, Kidr Bershusa? Oh, so Ramban writes the following. You know, Sugyam Sochim and Dafei, a Shomer can be Chayiv for Baal Yiron Bei Matzeh. Rashi Shita, even a Shomer Chinam is Chayiv in Baal Yiron Bei Matzeh. A Shomer Chinam is Chayiv. Now, how can a Shomer Chinam be Chayiv in Baal Yiron Bei Matzeh? There are no Kinyanim if you're a Shomer Chinam. You know, there is a Tosus. The Tosus in Bava Kama and Bava Metzi and Daf Pei Beis, a Tosus in Shuas and Daf Mem Dalet, that when the Gemara says that a Shomer is Chayiv for a Baal Yiron Bei Matzeh, it's only a Shoel. Oh, that's good. You know, you're learning Bava Kama. Yeah, Bava Kama Daf Yir Aleph. A Shoel, Tosus says, has Kinyanim. No, because a Shoel is Chayiv Onsen. And Tosus is clear that how can he be Chayiv and Onsen without Kinyanim? No? After all, I understand they have chiyuv eshmir, a shomer chinam, a shomer sachar. I understand, but if someone is chayiv ba'onsin, it's chiyuv eshmir. The person is supposed to prevent the earthquake. The person is supposed to prevent the hurricane. How is that possible? So Tosus writes that whenever you have a chiyuv ba'onsin, that goes hand in hand with kinyanim. If you're a Baal HaChefetz and there's an Onus Gamur, guess what? That you suffer a loss, whether you're at fault, whether you're not at fault. A Chiyuv Onsen goes together with Kinyanim and the Cheftza. So if a Ganav or a Gazlan is Chayiv Ba'onsen, that Lechore is a Rai Mulchachas, that there must be Kinyanim Gneva, Kinyanim Gzeida. Now if you learn the Merubah, how goes it? Now there must be Kinyanim, because how can you have a Chiyuv Ba'onsen, without Kinyanim? A Ganav or a Gazlan is going to have a Ptur Hishtamshus, no? Because he's kona the chayfetz with a chiyuv chazara. That's the lumdus of gnev and gzela. A kinyan with a mitzvah sashava. As opposed to, well, obviously, it's not yours, and you have to indeed return it. A p'tur hishtamshus. The Gemara has, no, akim le derav minei when it comes to gnev and gzela. No? Baba machteris and so on, when it comes to such instances. Because netilas ha-chayfetz, when a person is right, being a raldeiv. Yeah, because he's kona the chayfetz with the chovas hashava, and kin le derabbanei can be mafkia a chiyuv hashava. Kinyan le derabbanei is not a kinyan, but it can be mafkia a chiyuv of hashava. So a chiyuv onsen goes together with kinyanim. So there is a sheet of the Baal Yotosus that when the Gemara says Msachim Adafei that a shomer is chay for Baal Yiron Bei Matzeh, it's only a shoel. because a shoal has kinyanim. So therefore, I understand. You can say shalcha iataroa, avatora shalachim shal gavoa. It is considered to be your chametz. But Rashi Shita is clearly not that way. A shomer chinam. That's the Ramban. A shomer chin doesn't have any kinyanim whatsoever. How can it be possible when it comes to a shomer chinam to be chayav for bar mamatzei? You know what the Ramban writes? Psachim and Afdalid. That's exactly it. That shnei dvarim eno b'shusla shel adam. In order to be chayav for bar mamatzei, you don't require kinyanim mamam. Because if you would require kinyanim mamam, the cheft is nesar. You can never have shalom and b'shusla when it comes to isurehana. It's mefurish in Tosefta. If you're gozel kelai hakerim, there's no isur of gezel. Because what are you depriving the person of if the cheftze is nesa? If the cheftze is nesa. So how can you ever be chayiv for bayir mamatzei? The answer is aso kasu kida b'shuso. Aso kasu kida b'shuso does not require full bailos. What does it require? Aso kasu kida b'shuso. Ooh, that's the chiddush, the Ramban. It requires nichusa. Nichale b'kiyuma. Nichale b'kiyuma. If I have a vested interest in this chametz, if I'm desirous of, then we assume asa kasu kilir b'shusa. Desirous of, nichusa, nichale b'kiyumo. For that, you don't have to be a shol that's chayv onsin. Nichusa is true, not only when it comes to a shol, even when it comes to a shomer sachar, even when it comes to a shomer achina. Oh, and that's the chiddush then of the Ramban. That's something which is stunning. To be chay for bayir by matzei, you don't need kinyanei mamon, you don't need shalo, you don't need b'shuso. All you need is oslo akosuv, kilur b'shuso, and that's nichusa. And then I'll tell you the further chiddush the Ramban. Now, the fundamental machlokas were shown him that how does bitul chametz work? How does bitul chametz work? Now, midaraisa bitul ba'masagi. What bitul is mafgia kinyanei mamon? Is that really true? When a person says, Afra da'ara, the chefetz is no longer his. Say nothing, Amida Tosus writes that bitul is mitam hefker. When a person is mevat the chametz, it's as though he's being mafker the chametz. And the Ramban writes, kasha after kasha after kasha, that bitul is not hefker, not hefker, in any shape or form. You know, hefker, ooh, machlokas tanai, maybe it's only ad asr shuzoche. That certainly is not true when it comes to cases of bittul. You know what bittul is? Bayir by matzei is a paradox because you need bailos, but the cheftz is nesar. The answer is osa koso kida b'shusa, that there's a din bailos when it comes to chametz pesach even without kinyanei mamon. When is that true? Nichale b'kiyumo. You know what bittul is? Lo nichale b'kiyumo. Ka'afre da'ara. And the Ramban writes, that's why it's chal even b'machshava. You don't even require dibur. Hashbasa b'leiv hi hashbasa. Hey, if you're talking about a kinyan, it's a dharm shev'leiv in andvarim. But if you're talking about a consciousness, you're talking about a mindset, nichusa or lo nechale. So hashbasa b'leiv hi hashbasa. And the Ramban writes, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so in such a case, bitul is done on Shabbos. The Ramban writes, you're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. And kinyanim include the sugi beitzed af lamed vav, even hefker. You're not allowed to be mafkir echefetz on Shabbos, the shita of Ramban. The answer is, it has nothing at all to do with hefker. It's a mindset. Lo nichle b'kiyumo, that's asar on Shabbos. Lo nichle is considered to be a gzer of mekel chomemkar? Certainly not. No? So therefore, that's the magnificent, no, hagdar of the Ramban. That's how chametz b'pesach works. The model of chametz b'pesach is you can have a din bailos without kinyanei mamon, without kinyanei mamon, and that's true by definition because the chametz is nesar. It's also a kosuk kilibrushusa b'med v'ram amurim when there is nichusa, and if there is no nichusa in such a case, then there's no isra of bayir by matzei, and that's why even a shomer chinam can be chayiv for by my matzei. And that's why Rashi even says you can be chayiv for chemtzo shel Yisrael. Chemtzo shel Yisrael. No? The Mechaber writes, if you know what, it's Erev Pesach, right? And the Zman Hisser is coming, and you have chametz of another Jew in your Rishus. You know what the Mechaber writes? Taf Mem Gimel. Get rid of it. So Magen Avram writes, get rid of it, because he will violate Bayram by matzei. So do him a favor, arvus, get rid of it to save him from this, sir. Yeah, so Rashi just writes, ayin Rashi psachim, heimud beis. That's the hagosagra. No, ooh. In other words, it's not because of him. It's because if there's any nichusa whatsoever, in such a case, I am going to be chayin. So how is this relevant? So Chametz HaPesach is like a stunning model that you can have bailus without kinyanei mamon. Also a kosov, kilu b'shusso. And that's exactly the chiddush of Pesachim Davav, of a kamadaf yates, of also a kosov, kilu b'shusso. No. That memory, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yishmael. There's another example. No? There's another example. Bor. Wow. So once you understand Chametz HaPesach, that this is clearly the Yotzim and HaKlal, a new Hagdara, Bailus without Kinyanei Mamon. Bailus without Kinyanei Mamon. So now all of a sudden Bor is added to the list. This is a Bor B'Shus HaRabin. So there's Bailus. This is my Bor. It's Shali and it's B'Shusi. So that's exactly the Chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel. This is not my Bor at all. But there is a Chiyuv. So you see from Nizke Bor that a person can be Chayiv B'Tashlumin, even though that he is not considered to be the Bala Chayfetz at all. And therefore, that's the Yisod of Bor. I'll tell you a Chiddush. When you look carefully in the Sugya, Baba Kamadav Memtes, the Gemara says, Ki Yiftach Yishbor, Ki Yichre Yishbor. What's the Lashon HaGemara? Al Iske Psicha, Al Iske Kriya. You know what I would have said? Al Iske Psicha, Al Iske Kriya, Chayiv. Chayiv. The Gemara doesn't say that, no? Al Iske Psicha, Al Iske Kriya. Ba'alo. What's Ba'alo mean? No? The fact that you dug or uncovered, it's yours. That's a meduik in Lashon HaGemara. No, not that you're chayiv. It's yours. What do you mean it's yours? That you are the Baal HaChefetz. You are the Baal HaBor. You're the Baal HaBor. Because Bor also has a built-in paradox, no? After all, a person goes ahead and is chayiv for Tashlimei Bor, and the Bor is not considered to be his. So you'll tell me the following. Why in the world is that a paradox, no? A person, Rachman al-Islam, picks up a gun, and the gun is not his, and the bullet is not his, and he shoots, and he injures someone. Rachman al-Islam, he takes a life. He's chayiv. When his defense is, the gun was not mine, the bullet was not mine. You know what the answer is? No, that's not a paradox at all. You're not chayiv because you are the Baal. No, you're chayiv for a maaser ritzicha. That's clear. A maaser ritzicha does not require that the weapon has to be yours. You know what's difficult about Bor? Pasuk says, Bala bor yishalem. Bala bor yishalem. If the pasuk would just simply say you're chayiv because of the asiyas abor, I understand. I'm chayiv for the asiyas abor, just like I'm chayiv for a ma'aser ritzicha. I'm chayiv for a ma'aser hezek. The Torah doesn't say that. No, the Torah says that bal habor yishalem. You're chayiv because you're the bal habor. I'm not the bal habor. No. A bor b'rshus harabim, I'm the Baal HaBor. And yet the pasuk says, Baal HaBor Yishalem. That's similar to the tension, the stira of Baal Yom Bay Matzei. The Torah posits a din bailus. The Torah calls you the Baal HaBor, even though in Kinyani Maman, you are absolutely not the Baal HaBor in any shape or form. That's a stira, no? That's like the stira of Baal Yom Bay Matzei. So the answer has to be that, you know what, there's a different hagdara to bailus when it comes to bor than I would have expected. I would have thought that bailus b'cholot Torah kula means shali and b'shusi, and all of a sudden you're chayiv in a case of bor, where it's a bor b'shus harabim, and yet the Torah calls you a bal habor. So how you talking? Mehechateisi. You know what the answer is? Yes. Also kosov kila b'shusov. The Torah posits a din bailus, even though in dinim amanos, you're not considered to be the Baal HaBor. It's not Shali, and it's not Rishusei. How is that possible? Chametz HaPesach, neich libikiyumo. And when it comes to Bor, hayitachin, the answer is, al iske psicha, liske kriya, ba'alo. Psicha sabor, kriya sabor. In such a case, you know what that means? That the Torah says, indeed you're considered to be the Baal HaBor. That's pretty heavy, no? Though those are the two cases that are the yotzim and aklal, when it comes to shnei dvarim in a b'shusa shalada v'asla kasa kila b'shusa, and it's not a shava shavahem of chametz pesach and bor is something which is clear. So the Tosas Chachmi Anglia Psachim Davav, why not Eish? The Gacheles has to be yours. Mufurish and Tosas, of course not. No, Tosas and Av Gimel, Tosas and Av Chavbeis. No, Mufurish that not. So why is that also Yotzim and Aklau that you're chayef for Eish even though the Gacheles is Eino Shalcha? So you know what Tosas Chachmi Anglia writes. That's Akasha. Shalom Yishalem. Hamavir. The Torah doesn't say you're chayiv because you're the Baal HaEish. You're the Baal HaEish. You're chayiv because you set a fire. You're the Mavir. Setting a fire requires bailus. Shooting a bullet requires bailus. That's like one line. No, the Tosas Chachm, the Baal HaTosas know how to learn. No, like that. One line. No, like, whoa. That there's a fundamental difference, a hagdar, you know, between bor and eish. When it comes to a case of bor, you're chayiv b'toras bal habor. When it comes to a case of eish, you're chayiv b'toras mavir. Shalom yishavim hamavir aspira. That's not a stira whatsoever. How can you set a fire if the fire is not yours? But that's a kasha. That demands a teretz. How can you be the bal habor if it's a bor b'shus harabim? That's a difficulty. You're not chayiv because you are the Baal HaEish. You're chayiv because indeed you're the Baal HaBor. And therefore, there are only two cases that bothered Rabbi Yishmael. And yes, Chametz HaPesach, Asa HaKasu. Bor B'Shusa Rabbim, Asa HaKasu. You don't have to come on to Asa HaKasu, Kila B'Shusa, when it comes to any case of Eish. Well, Tayin Afkamina, the Sugya later, Bava Kamen Dav Samach. The Gemara writes the following. What happens in a case of Liba v'libso haruach? Liba v'libso haruach. No. You know what? How is this ish created? That no, well, you know what? It wasn't solely my doing, but rather ruach misayata. Ruach misayata. Is that called a maisa or is that called a grama? Is that called a maisa or is that called a grama? That's the din in the Gemara. The Gemara brings an incredible, incredible raya. No? The Gemara says, isn't it obvious that Ruach Misayato is considered to be Asiya Sa'odam? It's not considered to be Grama Vaharaya, the Malach of Zoreh. Zoreh. A person is Zoreh b'Shabbos, he's Chayiv Skila. Grama on Shabbos is not. And yet, of course, Ruach Misayato. So isn't it obvious that Asiya Ayyidei HaRuach is called the Maisa Odom? It's not called a Grama, but a Kamed Av Samach. Isn't that Mufurish? No? The Gemara answer stunning? No? That's different. Melech Esmach Sheva Sesra Torah. Melech Esmach Sheva Sesra Torah. What exactly does that mean? I'll tell you, such a fundamental machlokas, Rashi in the Rush. Rashi in the Rush. This is one of the fundamental yesodos in Shabbos, but Rashi in the Rush, Bavakamet of Samach. What does it mean, Malaches Machsheves, Asr Torah? Rashi writes Shabbos is different. Shabbos is different. Wow. Even though Bechola Torah Kula, maybe I would argue this is only a grama, because Zorah was done Al Yedei HaRuach, but Bechihai Gavlan, Shabbos Yerchayev. Why Yerchayev on Shabbos? Because Malaches Machsheves, Asr Torah. Malaches Machsheves, Asr Torah. Is avid machshavta. You know, I ask you, how are you going to set this fire? The answer is, I'm going to do this, and together with the wind, this is what's going to happen. So that was conscious, that was deliberate. For that, you're going to be chayiv. B'chol Torah kula, that's a grama. And on Shabbos, you're chayiv because of malachas machshavas asutah. That's Rashi. You know, it's not the only place, but it is somewhat unique, because in almost every other place, Meleches Machsheves flips the opposite way, no? Meleches Machsheves usually means that it is harder to be chayiv on Shabbos than Kol HaTorah Kula. Even though B'Chol HaTorah Kula one would be chayiv, on Shabbos the bar is raised. Because Meleches Machsheves, Targum, Rashi, Beitza, Daf Yud Gimel, Meleches Machsheves means Meleches Umnus. You have to do something on Shabbos in a professional craft. And therefore, you know what? You're going to be exempt on Shabbos, even though B'chol HaTorah, that's not true. Whenever you learn Masechah Shabbos, no, you name the klal, whatever the klal is, no? You have to ask yourself, is that a p'tur b'chol HaTorah kula? Or is that uniquely true when it comes to Shabbos because of Malach HaSmach Shabbos HaSur Torah, no? Whether it's Darashin Miskavin, Malach HaShin HaTzirich HaLagufa, Mis'asek, Klal Charyad, Shal Kayama, all the dinim, all the dine Shabbos. What is unique to Shabbos? A function of Malach HaSmach Shabbos? And what are dinim b'chol HaTorah kula? So here, it's fascinating, no? Rashi says, Melech Esmach Sheves is a basis of Chiyuv, not a basis of Ptur. B'chol HaTorah Kula, I would call this a Grama, Ruch Misayato, but on Shabbos, I'm going to be Chayiv. You know what the Rush writes? Here, Baba Kama, Dav Samach. You know what the Rush writes? No, that's not what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says, Melech Esmach Sheves Aserto, you know what it means? That is the Melech Esmach Sheves of Zorah. Of Zorah. By definition, what is Zorah? What is winnowing? No? It's Al Yedei HaRuach. It's Al Yedei HaRuach. You're bringing a raya from Zorah that Ruach Misayato is called the Mais Adam. That's what Zorah is. Zorah winnowing is Al Yedei HaRuach. So therefore, yes, when you have such an unusual case like Zorah, where the derech asiyah samalach is al yedei haruach, there's no p'tur of al yedei haruach. But when it comes to every other malacha, if it's done al yedei haruach, you're potter. That's incredible machlokas, no? Rashi and the Rush. Every other example of Melech HaShabbos, I do so al yedei haruach. According to Rashi, you're chayiv skila, and according to the Rush, it's a grama and you're potter. No? That's pretty heavy, no? I would jump, but no, that's pretty significant, no? The Magen Avram, Tochin al Yedei HaRuach. You set up a windmill, no? The wind goes ahead and moves the wheel and it results in Tochin. Tochin al Yedei HaRuach, no? Yeah, Poshup Shat, that's Rashi in the Rush. That according to Rashi Shita, that's Mamish Melech HaSmach Sheves. You invested all this time, all this effort, all this money to create Tochin al Yedei HaRuach. That's Mamish Melech HaSmach Sheves, no? And according to the Rush, that's not true. Tochin is normally done biyadayim, and here it's done al yedei haruach. That's a grama. Uniquely true when it comes to the cases of Zorah. So that's something which is stunning. Now, how to read the Gemara? Poshub shan Gemara. Bavakamad av samach. Melech esmach sheves asur Torah means of all Melech Shabbos? Or no, befrat, that this is the Melech esmach sheves of the Melech of Zorah in and of itself. That's pretty heavy, you know, the Machlokas Rashi and the Rush. Okay? So the Gemara says the following Chiddush then. So Enochinami, Zorah is different because of Melech HaSmach Sheves, or Shabbos is different because of Melech HaSmach Sheves, Rashi and the Rush. But Liba V'Lib Saharuach maybe is only considered to be a grama. Because if you have a Koach Acher, wow. So Tosos already points out, and that's Sugya, no? So that's unusual, that if you have a Koach Acher, you have a Koach Acher, you're not going to be Chayiv for Eish. You're not going to be Chayiv for Eish. Lib of Lib Saruach, you're not going to be Chayiv. Or Tosa says the following. Let's assume two people go ahead and together, they ignite a fire. Say nothing on it, Tosa writes. You're not going to be Chayiv. You're not going to be Chayiv for that. In Eish, you're only Chayiv if that was exclusively yours. Your act, and if it's done al yedei koach acher, whether it's al yedei ruach or whether it's a koach adam, in such a case, you're not going to be chayiv. So I'll ask you the following question. And what about when it comes to bor? What about when it comes to bor? Two people go ahead and they simultaneously dig a bor, grama. Is that really true? The Tosas and Davav. Well, the Sugya later. Shnayim shakar chulim min habor. All of a sudden, you know, the wind. All right, a huge tree falls. You take one end, I take another end, and you know what? We take, and guess what? All of a sudden, we've created a bor. You know what? Guess what? We're both chayiv. Just let Tosas and daf of. When you can have, right, the composite chiyuv when it comes to nizikin. So, shnayim shakar chulim min habor. They're both chayiv. And shnayim shulib esayish. Is a grama, no? That's heavy, no? So know what I'll tell you? What is called a grama in Eish is called shutfis when it comes to a bor. That's pretty choshev, no? Yeah. When it comes to bor, you're chayiv b'toras bal habor yishalmi. Bal habor yishalmi. Aliske psich, aliske kriya ba'alo, ba'alo. When it comes to bailus, you can't have shutfis. You and I jointly own chametz. There's no chiyav ba'ar and ba'imatzei. You and I go ahead and jointly own a bor. Asal kasuk el reshusa. You can't have a din shutfis. Of course, you're both chayiv. But when it comes to the case of eish, you're not chayiv because you're the bal ha'eish. You're the bal ha'eish. You're chayiv because you are the mavir. Shalim yishalim ha'mavir esbira. Inochinami. I have to be the mavir. Say inochinami. If there's a koach acher, yeah, that's exactly. Baba Kamadav Samach. Are you called the mavir? If there are multiple forces, can we honestly say that he is the one who has ignited? So that's a fascinating hagdara. The Tosas Chachli Anglia, that's why Rabbi Shmuel was never bothered by a case of Eish. You don't have to come on to Asa Kosov Kilo Bershuso because you're not Chayiv Torah's Bailus. And if you're not Chayiv Torah's Bailus, you're Chayiv because of Mavir. Now, what is Asiya? What is Amaisa? What is considered to be a Grama? And when it comes to Bor, Asa Kosov Kilo Bershuso, you're Chayiv for the Baal HaBor. You're Baal HaBor. Oh, in such a case, Bailus can have Shutfis. If you take a look at Pircha Shmuel, in Simon Yud Zayin, Pircha Shmuel writes, B'Shem Rab Chaim, that's the Yisod of Bava Kama Chavez, when it comes to Isha Mishim Chitzav and Isha Mishim Amono. Well, the Gemara raises the following question. If you're Isha Mishim Chitzav, not so clear. No, you learned that so well, but not so clear. Not so clear in terms of what exactly does that mean? Mamish, or Mais Adam? Isham Shemchitzav means I'm a rotzeach, and if it takes a life, I'm chayiv misa b'toras rotzeach. Is that so obvious that really is true? Guess what? There's no such Gemara that says that Isham Shemchitzav means you're chayiv misa b'toras rotzeach. You're chayiv misa b'toras rotzeach. The Gemara doesn't say that black and white. No? That's a very fundamental machlokas Roshonim. No? You saw the Sugya in Sanhedrin, the Ran in Sanhedrin, not. No? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say that you're chayiv misa b'toras rotzeach. The Gemara does say, and it sounds that way, kim le rabinei, no? That's mefurish in Gemara daf chav beis. That if you hold isha mishum chitzav, so the misa is poteres asamamon. The misa is poteres, well, if the misa is poteres asamamon, lachor you're chayiv misa b'toras rotzeach. So isha mishum chitzav means that setting a fire is like shooting a bullet. In such a case, you're rotzeach, and now I can apply the principle of kim nederabine. But no doubt, that's a very great chiddush. That's a very great chiddush. I understand a bullet, a weapon. Yeah, I'm a rotzeach. Is that really so obvious when it comes to an eish? The eish spreads, even if it's not kol chitzav, but the eish spreads. That is considered to be my doing to the point that I'm considered to be a rotzeach. You saw the Rashba, no, on the sugya of chabez. The Rashba writes that the Kim Le Rabbani is not Betoras Rotzeach, no? Not, but what does the Rashba write? The Kim Le Rabbani is Betoras? No. So the Rashba?
Didn't get yet.
Oh, okay. The Rashba writes the Kim Le Rabbani is Betoras Rodev. Betoras Rodev. Wow. That's stunning, no? You're not a Rotzeach. You're not the Rotzeach. Because Isham Hashem Chisav does not make you into Rotzeach. But even short of a Din Rotzeach, it's not a Din Rodev. A person is going to go ahead and to set a building on fire and a person is locked in the room. I'm not a Rodev. I'm a Rodev. Whoa. And the Din Rodev, Sanhedrin Beis, is enough to invoke the halacha of Kim Neder Avine. So something you have to spend a lot of time in. The Din Rodef is dependent on Ishim Mishum Chisav and Ishim Mishum Amono. Yeah, I understand. If you say that Gavra is a Rotzeach, you're only a Rotzeach if you say that, yes, that Chitzav, Ishim Mishum Chitzav, I understand. Ishim Mishum Amono, not a Rodef. Imagine, according to Reish Lakish, a person's locked in a room, you're about to go ahead and set the building aflame, and you're going to say, since Ishim Mishum Amono, you're not a Rodef. You're not a Rodef. Is it Rodev just simply a function of a Chiyuv Hatzolah Senirdav? A Chiyuv of Hatzolah Senirdav? In which case, the lumdus matters. Whether when you set a fire, the chiv is because of A or B in terms of a din rodev? Why should that make any difference whatsoever? No? That's something you have to kind of work on. No? You have to work on. Why indeed that would be? Why should the din rodev at all? It's mafurish and rashba though. That the din rodev is what allows for kim neder rabbi, eh? And the Gemara says that should only work according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rish Lakish. Apparently, you see the following chiddush, and there must be two dinim when it comes to rodev. No, it's a chiddush Reb Chaim. No, rodev is not just merely hatzolas anirdav. It's not just a chiv of hatzolas anirdav. It's more than that. There must be two dinim. No, on the one hand, it's obvious, yes, that nitan atzilu benafsho means that there's a chiv of hatzalas anirdav. That certainly is true. But apparently you see more than that, that a rodev, no, the gavra is chayiv misa, not just simply a mitzvah hatzalah, but there's a chiv misa. And a chiddush that the Rashba is assuming that the kinle derabmine is a function of the chiv misa, and that is only true according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rish Lakish. And why should that be true? I'll tell you very simply the following. Let's assume the regular din of rodev. The regular din of rodev. A person goes ahead and he's about to shoot a gun, Rachmana Litzlan. You know what? Nit natzil b'nafsho. Let's assume a person already shoots the gun. He already shoots the gun. He already sets the fire. There's a mitzvah satzala in killing the rodev. Once the fire is already set, a person goes ahead and sets a fire, and Rachmana Litzlan, there's a person who's locked in a room. So at this point in time, you can go ahead and kill the rodev because of a mitzvah sasal anirdav. How is killing the rodev going to prevent the misa sanirdav? Any element of Hatzalah is only up until the point prior to. Once the fire is already set, so in such a case, he has halach of a rodev. That halach of a rodev that continues after the fire is set, that cannot be a mitzvah Hatzalah. But the Gemara is mafurish, no? A guy goes ahead and sets a fire. And you know what? It takes a life. And you know what? It kills a gdi. You say, kim leder amine. How can that be? Rodev. When the fire continues and burns, that person still has halach of rodev. How can that be? It must be that application of a kim leder amine after the fire is set, it is not because of the mitzvah's hatzalah. How is there Hatzalah Sanirdaf once the fire is raging? No? It must be because there is a continuous Chiyuv Misa Karkafta de Gavra, and that's enough to invoke the principle Kin Revine. That's the Chiddush. That can only be true according to Yochanan Shem Shem Chitzav, and not according to Rish Lakish. The halacha of a mitzvah Hatzalah, well, of course Rish Lakish is going to agree to that as well. No? Rish Lakish is going to deny a Chiyuv Hatzalah. You're really going to argue that you can't go ahead and prevent a person from arson when a life is going to be lost? Rish Lakish would certainly agree to that. But once the fire is set, and you want to invoke a kim neder rabbine, you have to argue that there's an element of rodev beyond the mitzvah satzala. In order to argue that really is true, that there's a chi of misa, may averly, it's satzala, sanirdav, that you have to assume is because of a chi of misa, karkafta de gavra. That can only be if you assume ish mishum chitzav and not ish mishum mamona. I would say that answers the Rashba. And it answers the simple question of how you can invoke any aspect of rodev and nirdav once indeed the fire is set. So that's a pretty heavy yesod, no? That there must be two dini when it comes to rodev and nirdav. And Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish will split the two dini. And according to Reish Lakish, the mitzvah satzala is only koden, only prior to the fact that he ignites the fire. According to Reish Lakish, there's something that indeed is continuous. And in such a case, I can have an instance of a kim neder rabbine, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish. No? But the Gemara Daf Kaf Beis says that's difficult. No? Because it's mefurish in Braisa, that there's kim neder rabbine. there's Kimnei Rabbi. So that's against Rish Lakish. How can that be? According to B'yochanan, there is Kimnei Rabbi. A person sets a fire and it goes, and it kills someone, and it kills a Gdi. So I understand. So Kimnei Rabbi. But according to Rish Lakish, that's not true. So how can the Braisa say Kimnei Rabbi? You know what the Gemara answers? The case is not that I set a fire, and the fire is traveling, and Rachman al-Aslan, it takes a while and does monetary damage. That's not the case. The case is hitzitz begufo shel eved of Chav Beis. Hitzitz begufo shel eved. The person ignited someone. Whoa. That's Isha Misha Mamono. That's Isha. Of course, that's not Isha Misha Mamono. That's mamish, an act of Ritzicha, no? Even Rish Lakish agrees. You know, you set a fire and it travels, I can say Isha Misha Mamono. You go ahead, incredible, no? And you ignite someone. So in such a case, even Rish Lakish would agree, of course, that's considered to be a Kimnei Rabbani. So it's Mefurish and Braisa, you can have Kimnei Rabbani when it comes to Eish. According to B'yochanan, it's a typical case where subsequently that occurred. According to Rish Lakish, you have to assume that occurred simultaneously. So I'll tell you the following difficult. I know this is the Kasher Reb Chaim. The Baruch Shmuel quotes this in Simin Yud Zayin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand there's a Kimnei Rabbani because it's fluid. It's fluid, no? Isha Mishum Chitzav and Isha Mishum Chitzav. No? What happens at the moment of Ritzicha also happens at the time of the Hefsid Mamon. No? It's the same Mechayiv. Isha Mishum Chitzav, Isha Mishum Chitzav. That's good. So Kimnei Rabbani. According to Rish Lakish, you have to say, no, the Kimta is Hitzis Begufo Shel Eved. Hitzis Begufo Shel Eved. So that's very difficult. Now, La Halacha, they're worlds apart. They're worlds apart. A person ignites an Eved, and that's Mamash Amaiseretzicha. And guess what? 20 minutes later, as the fire continues to blaze, it results in a Hefsid Mamon. That's 20 minutes later. And La Halacha, that's worlds apart, no? That already is only Isha Mishum Mamono. That's Kimnei Rabbani. Doesn't Kimnei Rabbani mean that there has to be like a focal point, no? A focal point which links A and B. That's not happening here at all. A person goes ahead and he ignites a person. Oh, and that is considered to Maaseh Ritzicha. And the fire continues and burns, so temporally, this happens minutes later. And La Halacha, they're worlds apart. That's only a Chiyuv Isha Misha Mamono. That's not Isha Misha Chitzav. How in the world can you invoke Kimnei Rabbani? Kimnei Rabbani usually means, that literally, that simultaneously there's a dual Chiyuv. the Gemara is even bothered. A person is Zorik Chetz, no? Karashi Rayim, Bili Chasso. And then it lands. You know what? Wait, Karashi Rayim now. And it landed 10 seconds later. How can you say Kimnei Rabbani? Oh, the Chiddush is Akira Tzarechanacha. No? You have to have a Ma'achid. You have to have something that is linking the two in order to be able to argue that there's Kimnei Rabbani. Otherwise, what do you mean? The Kriyas HaShirayim and the Chilul Shabbos that was 10 seconds later, there's no Kimnei Rabbani. So how in the world does this work? No? That's Reb Chaim's kasha, no? Baruch Shmuel says, what the Teretz is? Shalom Yishalem Hamavir. Hamavir. Wow. There is a Ma'achid. There is a focal point. Because what is relevant when it comes to Eish is igniting the fire, setting the fire. Shalim Yishalim Hamavir. Hamavir. Shalim Yishalim Hamavir will mean that if a person sets a fire and things happen hours apart, even according to Rish Lakish, that it's a different universe, what happened initially is Yishim Mishum Chitzav, what happened subsequently is Yishim Mishum Amono, none of that is relevant, right? Because it's razor sharp. Because Shalim Yishalim Hamavir. If what triggers the chiyuv is being the mavir, and as a result of being the mavir, there are two chiyuvim, that's enough to invoke Kimnei Rabbani. But Reb Chaim suggests that's only because of the pasuk of Shalom Yishem Amavir. If that would not be true, that would not be the case at all. That would not be sufficient in order to merge the two chiyuvim to be able to argue Kimneder Amine. That's something that's very heavy, no? Whoa. That means that essential difference, no? Between Bor and Esh, very, very clear, right from the Psukim, Bala Bor Yishalem, as opposed to Sham Yishem Hamavir. Oh, and that's Rabbi Yishmael is only bothered by Bor. And that's why Bor like Chametz HaPesach is an exception of Asa Kosov Kilir Bershusa. Otherwise not. With a Nafkamina of Bavakama Dav Samach and Nafkamina of Bavakama and Dav Chav Beis. That's something which is pretty stunning. Stunning. Tosus and Dav Nun Vav even writes a further Chiddush. Okay, so we can talk about Bailus when it comes to Eish, and Bailus when it comes to Bor. What about when it comes to Regel? What about when it comes to Shein and Regel? Shein and Regel? Yeah, so that I understand, no? That requires a measure of Bailus, no? It's my shore. Mamoncho Ushmirasan Alecha. Shein and Regel should require that, you know what, that this is considered to be my shore. My also, Tosus writes now. Tosus writes no on Dafnun Vavma days, even when it comes to Shein and Regel. Mamed behemas chavera al kamas chavera. No? I go ahead and I position your animal on his crop. And the animal goes ahead and walks on it. The animal goes ahead and eats it. A case of Shein and Regel. A case in Shein and Regel. The Gemara says that you're chayiv. The Gemara says that you're chayiv. Mamed behemas chavera al kamas chavera. Oh, for that you're considered to be chayiv. The animal was not mine. What do you mean, mamoncha? The animal was not mine. So you know what Tosus writes? Guess what? That mamoncha is not even necessary when it comes to Shein and Regel. If I go ahead and I position your animal, and your animal walks, your animal eats, I am going to be chayiv. Mamed behemes chaver kamas chaver. Wow. So Tosus writes this Chiddush that you don't even need a full din bailus when it comes to Shein and Regel. I would have said, look, Shein and Regel, of course. The shore is yours. No? V'shilach esbiro, v'rvisteacher. No, Tosus says, it doesn't have to be yours. Mefurish gemara, daf nun vav. Ah, so the Gaon, now that is Messiah, take a look in the Rashba. The Rashba writes, Mamed behem eschero komas chavero, it's not Shein and Regel. That's Adam Hamazik. That's Adam Hamazik. If I take your animal and I position your animal right on the crops, and guess what? The crop is going to be destroyed. That's Shein and Regel. That's Shein and Regel. The Rosh was Mefurish. That's Mamish Adam Hamazik. That's incredible, no? That Gemara of Mamed Ben Kamas Chavero, is that only B'chotzer Nizak? Or is that even B'shus Arabim? That's pretty heavy, no? According to the Rashba, im b'rshus harabim, it's Adam HaMazik. Tosus is Mefurish, it's only b'rshus HaNizak. No? This is Shein and Regel. There's no chiv of Shein and Regel, b'rshus harabim. That Gemara is only limited to, wow. But Tosus writes that it's only limited to b'rshus HaNizak and not b'rshus harabim because it's Shein and Regel. So that's stunning. Technically, even Shein and Regel doesn't require Kinyane Mama. Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? So that Tosus is the middle of Mem Vav Mabez. What about the Tosus on the top of Daf Mem Vav Mabez? Tosus that writes a stunning Chiddush. No? Kamale Ba'ape. Kamale Ba'ape. You know what? Let's say I have a case of Mamish Hotziu Listim. A ganav for a gazan goes and steals something. He's chaya for nezikin. No? He's chaya for nezikin. Isn't that clear? Okay. You'll ask me, what do you mean, but don't you need bailos in order to be chaya for nezikin? Yeah, Baba Kamadaf Yud Aleph. No? That a ganav for a gazan has kinyanim, enochinami. Shrim Yochel HaKdish. Shalom, Bershuso. a gan of a gazlan has kinyan in eva, kinyan exeil. Okay, okay. I understand that's true. A shoel. Oh, we discussed. But v'kamadaf yid aleph. A shoel. A shoel chayv onsin. How in the world could a shoel be chayv onsin? So I'll tell you two possibilities. Tosus writes because of kinyanim. A shoel has kinyanim. Wow. If he has already, if he shtamshes, he's kone the chayfetz. It's not a kinyan gomor. It's a kinyan lechatzayin. Right? The Torah allows for partial kinyanim. Not only full kinyanim, partial kinyanim. Right? There's a ritva. Keep this in mind. Kedushin daf yud gimel. Right? That's what a shibud is. A shibud is a kinyan lechatzayin. Right? A ritva, kedushin daf yud gimel. You can have kinyanim that are not a kinyan gamor. You can have partial kinyanim. You can have dekaliperosa. Dekaliperosa. Right? That's not a schus. Yeah? You know what? Your field put forth incredible crops last year, and I want to be kona this year's crops. To be kona this year's crops, that I can't do. That's the Dorash Lebaliolam. I can't be kona peros dekel, but I'll tell you a very simple answer. You can be kona dekaliperosa. Dekaliperosa, no? That's a kinyan. That's called the Dover Sheba'en. A kinyan that you can be chal. That tree is not my tree fully, but it's mine in terms of the peros that it yields. No, you can have a kinyan lechatzayin. A kinyan lechatzayin. That's what shibudim are. Oh, so Tosus writes, that's true. But Ganifer doesn't let Shuvah Shoel. It's a kinyan lezman. It's a kinyan with the schus hishtamshus of she'ela. Even though obviously there's limitations in terms of what you could do. When it comes to a shoel, I would say it's not so muchach, because maybe one could argue that, what in the world, that how can you blame a shoel for an ones gamor? How can you blame a shoel for a hurricane earthquake? So one possibility is a shoel is kone. But for kamadaf yir aleph, you know what other possibility is? Maybe a very different hagdara, because we're talking about the parsh of shomrim. And you know what Shomrim is? You know what Shomrim is? No problem, good. Ksuvas daf nanvav. You know what Shomrim is? It's a hischaivos midas. Mufurishin Tosus. It's not a shiba that the Torah imposes. It's a hischaivos midas. So if I'm mechayiv myself, I can be mechayiv myself even for an ones gomor as well. Now that's a heavy lumdus. No, when you bring bava kamadaf yir aleph. Why is it that a shoel chayiv an osin? Kinyanim or midin hischaivos? Because when he borrowed the chayfes kol anoshalo, he agreed that if anything happens, even beyond his control, he's going to be chayiv. Is it midin hischaivos? Or is it considered to be midin kinyanim? Kinyanim. Tosus is bothered. Dafnun vav. Tosus writes the following. I'll give you a case where you're not kona. You know what? The people come and they open up the corral. They just open up the door. And animals go out. Hotziu listim. But what happens if kamula ba'ape? Kamula ba'ape. But you know what? They direct them. The animals are not just free to go wherever they want, but a person is standing there and guiding the animals. Guiding the animals. In such a case, kamula ba'pe, Tosus writes, is not a kinyan. If I seize a chayfetz, v'yigzal esachonis, that's kinyanin gneva, kinyanin gzeila. Kamula ba'pe does not mean that there was a maisa kinyan at all. Yet in such a case, listim chayavim. You're chayiv, you're chayiv. How in the world are you chayiv? How in the world are you chayiv for that? No, there was no hischayvus. It's not that the Gan of the Gazan said, I hereby obligate myself if I'm caught. No, certainly not. There's no hischayvus. And there's no kinyanim. There's no kinyanim. Because he wasn't kona the chayfes. So how can that possibly be? Kam le biape, non vavam bebeis, listim chayav, how can that be? So you know what Tosus writes? Such a chiddush. You ready for this? Le'inyan nizakin ikri bailim kol mi shebiyod l'shomer. That Tosus informs the whole parak. No, the whole masechta. No. Le'inyan nizakin ikri bailim kol mi shebiyod. You know what the definition of bailus is? When it comes to nizakin, biyod l'shomer. Who is it that the Torah posits the chiyuv shmira? Shmirastan alecha. Shmirastan alecha. If you have a chiyuv shmira, you are considered to be the bala chayfetz. Even if you don't have kinyanim. Tosus says he thinks that's clear in the case of kamale ba'ape. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Not only when it comes to esh, and not only when it comes to a case of bor, But even when it comes to chiyuve gnev and gzeil as well, if you have the responsibility of, if you break in at night and you open up the corral and you guide the animals, who in the world is going to have the chiyuv shmira? If the answer is you, so Tosa says, lini zaken ikri b'adam komi shemar l'shamra. That's something which is incredible. Now, that can be true even when it comes to shein and regel and gneva, let alone when it comes to cases of boren eish. So this, I think, is part of the yesodos, the hagdaras of the avos nezikin. Right? What exactly is the yesod hamachayiv? Shmiras alecha. You know, the Gemara, the first parak, the Gemara says, Adam shmiras gufa alav. It almost sounds like the Gemara that even nizkei Adam is because the person was reckless in terms of exercising caution, watch, chiyuvei shmira. So that's the fascinating hagdara. But I'll tell you, take a look at some of the ramakomos. Take a look at that Tosfos Kach Me'angli. I think that's something which is very, very striking. You know, we don't have time, but in the Sig of Meitav, Rav Gustman, do you ever take a look at the Kuntres HaShirim? They're very long, but it's worth going through. It's worth going through. Much of this about Boren Eish, right, is a simin, the Kuntres HaShirim of Gustman. The simin is 50 pages long. No, but it's worth going through, right? Each page, the Dikta Gamor. And he has a fascinating deal when it comes to Meitav, right? To what extent is Meitav considered to be part of the Ikar HaYishchayvos? And to what extent is Meitav considered to be Zchusei Gviya? Wow. I damage $100, I have to pay you $100. Why? Well, of course, if I cause you a $100 loss, I have to pay $100, dollar for dollar. That's the shibud of Nezikin. Is Meitav part of the shibud of Nezikin? Or as the Rambam describes, now, when Bezdin is govin echasim, Bezdin is going to take the best that you have. And you know what the yisod is going to be to answer many, many kashas? That perhaps this is the crux of the machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's Meitav Sedeo Sanizak or Shamazik. If it's mazik, why in the world? What? That's part of the ikar hashibud of nezikin. Meitav sedeo shomazik. The shibud of nezikin really depends on whether the mazik was wealthy or poor. Really? Why should that make any difference whatsoever? So the Gemara's mefurishin gittin. No. Because we want to prevent hezek. And if a guy knows that he's going to have to surrender the best that he has, he's going to be exceedingly careful. No? That doesn't sound like Iker HaShibud, no? That sounds like a Gvias Bezdin. And that's what Rabbi Yekiv says, that it's Meitav Shomazik. Shomazik. It's a deterrent. It's Mefurish in the Gemara as a deterrent. But maybe that is part of the Nekudas Machlokas in Rabbi Yekiv and Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, so leave that as food for thought, but go through these Hagdaras. I think they're very critical. It will inform almost every sugya, right, in the Masechta, right, to know these Hagdaras and, learn the Masechta very, very well. And they go through, you have to chazer many times. Now, my time is up, but I'll just leave you with one, not just a challenge. You know, every yeshiva I go to, I ask a very simple question. You know, what are you doing differently this month than you did last month? You know, you're observing the storm of the yeshiva. I hope you did the last month as well. But when you have such an esara, you have to overreach. You know, I don't know how much time you have in the yeshiva between morning seder and afternoon seder and night seder. But you know what? Crunch those times. No? If you normally have an hour and a half off between one seder and another, no longer. Crunch those times. No? And make sure that we're doing much, much more. Make sure, I don't know why anybody would ever come late for davening, you know? But this man can't afford to do this. Now, you have to see to it that the dikta katfila and the esek batora is palpable. And you have to make sure that you're learning b'hasmad atzum. If the Gemara Menachos writes in the Tzadik Tes, you can't forget your learning, that's always true. But this man can't forget your learning. Huh? Chazer, time and time and time and time again. Sometimes Bnei Yeshiva have, you know, they think they can chazer something twice or three times or four times, and that's enough. That's enough. No? Not nearly enough. Not nearly enough. No? I was just recently speaking to a 13-year-old Bachrim. You know, I asked them, was in America, not? Did you lane at your bar mitzvah? They said, of course, of course. You know, how many times did you chazer the parsha? No? No one told me three or four times. No? They would have made a fool out of themselves. No? Had they only chazer the parsha three times and get up and lane? You know, they all told me, without exaggeration, like they probably chazer their parsha. No? You remember your bar mitzvah? No? Without exaggeration, 100 times? 100 times? You probably chazer the parsha? No? So imagine, you begin your life as a mitzvah yoseh, chazering something 100 times, no? So if I tell you, chazer these sugyas 100 times, you can't tell me, no, that's impossible. I'm going to tell you, you've done that, no? You started your life as a baruch yuva, chazering something 100 times, 100 times. So you know what? Chazer, time and time and time again. It becomes part of you. It becomes part of who you are. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you the ability to retain and to absorb in ways that you thought were absolutely impossible. As long as you're mishtada and you're mispalo for siyata deshmaya. That's the Gemara I always mention when I come to speak to you. Now, nidat afayim. Now, mayasan of yakam. So this is always true. This is always true. But this man, in such an esara, this is what you have to do. So you have a time of chazara. It's so important, so important. But keep on chazaring everything that you're learning. Every Shmon Esrei, be mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Siyata D'Shmaya to understand, but to retain the Torah Hashem. And Be'ezer Hashem, through the Shutfis of all of Klal Yisrael, through the Chayalim, through those sick B'Torah, that you know what, will be Zoche to Yeshua's and Nechamas.